News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. It looks like there will not be a recount for a certain election in eastern Wisconsin. Rusty Melberg has that story.
There will be no recount in the 6th House District Republican primary held last week. In a statement made this afternoon, State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan announced he will not request a recount for the four-man race, in which he lost to State Senator Glenn Grothman of Campbellsport by 219 votes. In his statement, Lipom said he had contacted Grothman about his decision and wished him well in the November general election as he faces Democrat Mark Harris for the seat that has been long held by Tom Petri. Because he decided to run for Congress this fall, he will not be on the ballot for his 9th District State Senate seat, which he has held for the past 12 years. Rusty Melberg, WSAU News.
One person dead after a traffic crash yesterday in Clark County. Sheriff Gregory Herrick said a pickup was eastbound on Rock Creek Road near Miller Avenue in the town of Loyal. The driver passed a horse and buggy and lost control. Ended up coming back onto the roadway and flipping over, ejecting the driver. The name of the driver has not yet been released. While $3 a gallon gas is not likely anytime soon, motorists are getting a little bit of relief at the pump, as Andrew Beckett reports.
Gas prices have been on a steady decline for the past 2 months and are currently down to a statewide average of $3.45 for a gallon of regular unleaded fuel. Nick Jarmus with AAA Wisconsin says a steady supply line gets most of the credit.
There's a lot of things that could go wrong between, you know, when the oil comes out of the ground and when you put gas in your tank. And we've been lucky enough to not really see any of those things go wrong this summer.
Jarmus says it's good news for anyone planning a trip for the upcoming Labor Day weekend. Gas prices at this time last year were around $3.59 a gallon. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Scott Walker will debate his Democratic challenger Mary Burke at least twice in October. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association says it's sponsoring two debates, one in the Eau Claire Lacrosse Market, one in the Milwaukee Market. The governor has not committed to another debate at UW-Stevens Point, but Mary Burke has. The parents of Islamic terrorist victim James Foley said his college years at Marquette opened his eyes to the plight of others. On MSNBC this morning, John and Diane Foley talked about their 40-year-old son, a freelance journalist who was beheaded by the Islamic State after being kidnapped in Syria 2 years ago. Speaking from their home in New Hampshire, the Foley said their son saw poverty and human disadvantage when he went to Milwaukee for his schooling at Marquette. Diane said that James was a joyful, happy kid, and then he saw the suffering in Milwaukee where he worked with kids that didn't have parents and those that couldn't afford breakfast. In the years that followed, she said her son's heart grew and grew to encompass all those who needed help, who needed their stories told. Diane Foley said that James began to love all, and that was his biggest gift to the people he met. An independent watchdog, the Government Accountability Office, says the Pentagon broke the law by not providing Congress with 30 days' notice before moving ahead with swapping 5 Taliban detainees at Guantanamo for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. But the White House begs to differ.
We strongly disagree with GAO's conclusion, and we reject the implication that the administration acted unlawfully. The president has the constitutional responsibility to protect the lives of Americans abroad, and specifically to protect U.S. service members.
That's Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz. The Pentagon defends its actions, saying they did not notify Congress, but they had an abundance of caution for Bergdahl's safety. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Justin Lowe tonight. Mostly cloudy and muggy and a slight chance of storms. A low of 65. We'll have an east breeze at about 5 miles per hour. Saturday, warm and humid with a 30% chance of storms. High of 80. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of storms, low 65. Warm and muggy on Sunday with a 50% chance of more storms, mostly in the evening, high 86. Your Monday outlook, back to work with a 50% chance of showers and storms early, then partly sunny and a bit less humid, high of 80. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.